Just outside the city of Johannesburg, South Africa, a veterinary hospital is saving wild animals that live nearby. "I'd love to be in the bush, but I get more cases here," said Nikki Wright, a veterinary rehabilitation specialist. Wright and Karen Lawrence, a doctor trained to care for animals, set up the hospital 2 years ago. Since then, they have treated about 4,000 creatures. Both Johannesburg and Pretoria, the South Africa capital, are expanding. The growth of the two cities is squeezing out animals that are native to the area. The wildlife hospital mainly treats small mammals and large hunting birds that are injured. The hospital now has about 160 patients. They include 6 leopard tortoises, a toothless 12-foot python, and an otter that was taken from her natural surroundings when someone tried to keep her as a pet. Many animals coming to the hospital have not only physical injuries, they show signs of stress from being hurt by people. Some creatures, like the endangered pangolin, become fearful when they hear a male human voice or smell cigarette smoke. "That makes the animals remember the people who hunted them," said Wright. "Everything is terrifying for them," she said. In a wooden cage on the hospital floor, a young pangolin begins to move around, rubbing against the box. It is feeding time at the hospital. A volunteer will walk him on a nearby hill where the pangolin will search for ants to eat. Pangolins are one of the world's most heavily trafficked animals because of demand for their scales in Asia. Along with 5 full-time employees, the hospital gets help from volunteers like Lauren Beckley, who lives nearby. Beckley cares for young monkeys who hug her. Their own mothers have been shot or killed in auto accidents. When the animals are ready to return to the wild, Wright and her team work with nature centers around the country to take the animals to a new, safer home. I'm Jill Robbins.